Mr. Hobart, please feel free to elaborate on anything you like. I want this interview to feel like a conversation.
I'll do my best.
Heather Vallejo, WBNN, reporting from Richard Hobart's office, Thursday, October 12th. Richard Hobart, you're a highly respected and very popular attorney for the state.
Thank you.
Isn't that extremely unusual for a public employee?
I don't know. There are competent civil servants who do a good job. We don't hear very much about them in the media, though. It's too bad.
Sometimes the media discover a white knight. Is that how you feel?
No. I feel that people greatly appreciate when their concerns have been addressed.
Are you going to run for public office?
I'm not running anywhere at the moment.
All right. Are you considering entering a race?
I consider any good opportunity that comes across my desk. Don't you?
I certainly do. Who do you think your opponent will be?
Have I said no comment yet?
Not in so many words, but you're good. It's very difficult to get answers to some of my questions.
What can I say?
No comment, evidently.
From Medford Square, it's about
six miles
from here. Easy bus ride. Get on at the beginning of the bus line, get off at the end.
I come from Arlington, which is about 6 miles north. I walk about a mile to a bus stop. Just hop on the bus. It's about 15 minutes. Pretty easy.
I walk to the T station, I get on the train, and I go to South Station, and then walk another 5 minutes to my office.
I took the subway from Boston, changed lines, and just a short, delightful little stroll in the beautiful morning.
It's beautiful to walk in the Back Bay and then on Charles Street, and the T is very quick. It's only 2 stops on the Red Line. Very convenient, very easy.
I live in Watertown. It's about 8 miles from here to the suburbs, and I drive in every morning, and I park way down on Brattle Street. I have a parking permit that I'm very lucky to get.
Normally, I drive to the city about 6.5 miles by car on a highway.
If I knew that I was going to be out very late at night, maybe I would bring the car so that I knew I could get home safely, but that's about all.
Public transportation isn't available on the route that I have to take to work.
This way I can stop at the cleaners on the way, and on the way home if I want to stop at the grocery store, I have the advantage of getting in and out of my car versus the bus.
It's very easy. It's very convenient. There are good programs on the radio. Sometimes I try to meditate as well as pay attention to the road and do some thinking.
Exhausted. Are you?
We have been working almost 3 weeks without a break. We deserve a day off.
A day off? Ooh, honey, we don't have time for a nap.
You want another cup of coffee?
No, thanks. I've been drinking so much, it's losing its effect.
You know what? Forget the coffee, forget the nap. We need to get our blood moving. Come on, take a deep breath. Do you remember when I quit drinking coffee?
Yes. You were a monster.
Hey, I'd been drinking 6 cups a day when I quit. Then, when I quit for 8 months, I started drinking it again. And those first cups, wonderful. It was almost worth quitting.
Please don't do it again. I can't take your withdrawal symptoms.
Let's try a little yoga.
Oh, God. What if we can't get out of these positions?
Take nice, deep breaths.
I can just hear it on the news. Two Cambridge women had frozen in yoga positions when their husbands found them tonight.
Deep, cleansing breaths.
Doctors at Boston Hospital have been trying to unknot them for 6 hours.
Feel your energy.
Feel my energy? Nancy, I can't feel my legs.